The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, Lexi Brinkley, and I've got Chelsea Barlow in studio with us as well. Oh my gosh, I'm silly this morning.
That was new.
I know. It's like, where did that come from? It's like something entered into my body and took over. Hello. Oh my gosh. So Lexi was telling us this really funny story about her sister was driving to San Antonio a few days ago over the weekend.
Gross.
I'm going to save it. Okay. Well, I'm going to tell it, but it's funny. So I was also reading the New York Times this morning, and there's a great article in here. And you know, I love cars. I love cars. I love to race cars. I like to go fast, safely, but I love cars. I love football, and I just love cars. Anyway, stick shift. Have you guys ever? I learned to drive on a stick shift.
I've tried, and it was bad. I'm not good.
You're not good?
Yeah. No.
How about you, Avi? Okay.
I was really good.
Were you really good?
Yeah, and my dad had that awesome gold RX-7 with the spoiler in the back. Okay, I grew
you
up in the
80s. You don't see cars like this anymore. So
like, yeah, my mom drove a Trans Am.
I dated a guy that had a RX-7. I dated a guy that had a Supra. I was talking about that with a guy the other day about that. But anyway, I'm trying to be
it was a fun car.
I love so the stick shift. Now, Diamond, have you ever driven a stick shift?
Never.
Okay.
Never.
Now, isn't that funny? Okay, so I learned to drive on a stick shift, but it's funny. It was on an old Ford Falcon, and it was on the column. It was on the column. Okay. Because my dad would never spend money on a new car.
I've never seen that in my whole life.
Okay. And so, I mean, the car was probably 20 years old when my father just would not spend money on a brand new car. He was just much too frugal. And he was like a really cool guy, actually. Always, you know, believed in like using something till it absolutely didn't work anymore. He said like almost like a natural recycler, if you will, from back in the day. And so, but then I, of course, my boyfriend's first car was a Pinto, a Ford Pinto. Okay. So that
That's
was a stick shift. Well, and it's funny. And so, that ended up being my first car because I bought it like 10 years old. That's the one that got destroyed.
Yeah. I was going to say, what happened to the Pinto?
The Ford Pinto, the icicle demolished the car, a big icicle. Which is why I left New York. 108 inches of snow in 30 days. I'm like, I'm done. Yeah. I'm out. My car's totaled. I'm going somewhere warmer. And so
Texas is warmer.
But I bought it 10 years old, like long after we had broken up and stuff. And so anyway, but it's kind of funny. I'm looking at this picture in the New York Times. It's a red interior. I don't know what kind of car it is because I'm not that big of, I'm not an expert on older cars, but it's really cool. And it's a stick shift. So Lexi, to go back to what Lexi was saying, Lexi was telling a story. She's like, oh my God, you guys, you know what happened to my sister over the weekend? She was driving to San Antonio and she looked over and a guy was masturbating and
and trying to get her, like, would not leave her alone
on the freeway.
She was like,
and so I was thinking, well, clearly if you brought back the stick shift, you would assuage assuage maybe
the
that,
creeps like that, maybe
the what,
the creeps
or just, you know, public masturbation for those that felt inclined to have to hold on to something or do something with their right hand, unless
Could have been his left.
I was going to say, maybe it's okay,
Chelsea. Okay, I think guys, don't guys do that when they're bored on long trips? Maybe that's why guys like to drive so much.
I have never known any. I like to drive, and I don't do that.
I've never witnessed anything like that. I've never seen anything like that. So no. Who knows?
That's a first. Yeah. That I've heard.
Oh, she,
you don't think, I mean, I think that stuff goes on all the time.
I told
you,
Ryan,
guys?
I told Ryan, and he's like, guys, get
know.
Off on
hey,
stuff
you know
like
what,
that.
Guys, call in 214-787-1190. That's 214-787-1190.
We want to know.
Let us know.
We want to know. I want to know. How many guys do that? Don't give your name, of course. Just say you're Joe.
Yeah, you can be anonymous. We just need to know.
Bless Joe's heart today.
We need a percentage.
Whoever Joe is.
I could see where a guy could be driving and get a little bored if, I don't know. You know, because guys are like that. That's, you know, they just are.
No.
But not engaging with someone on the freeway. I mean, I'm just saying. Guy, isn't that like a guy thing?
I don't know.
Tell us, Joe. 214-787-1190. Diamond, what are you saying in there? I can't hear you.
I just laughed that you called him Joe already.
Tell us, Joe.
Tell us, Joe.
Well, oh, my gosh. Now I'm thinking all kinds of things. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I got to get rid of this article. It's like right in my face.
Man.
Okay. All right. So emojis. Do you know how to use emojis? Does everyone here? How many?
Yeah.
You always accuse me of using too many emojis. And
only on like social media posts.
I she'll like, put, like emojis.
Yeah, they're cute, but like she'll put like 10.
Well, let me, according to this article.
Well, that let me know. That lets me know how she really feels, though. You know?
Yeah. I think it says there
all
is,
the happy thoughts.
There aren't right or wrong ways to use emojis, just for everyone out there. And it's also, this article is about, it's so easy to be angry online, says Jennifer Daniel, the creative director of emojis at Google. Emojis give you a permission to be gentler. In a study involving nearly 4 million users in 212 countries, the most commonly used emojis were related to faces, hearts, and hands. The most popular emoji is, of course, the laughing face that everyone uses too much.
My grandma thought it was a crying face, so.
Initially, I did, too. I remember that a long time ago.
Yeah.
And then the heart emoji, of course, appeared more than 14 billion times in Instagram comments. Pretty cool, right?
I'll always add emojis to like soften conversations.
Well,
for
they
sure.
say that if you have an emoji on your, I think actually Autumn Connolly told me this.
Oh yeah,
she told me if you have an emoji in your Instagram bio, more people will click on it.
Yeah,
isn't that crazy? Look at that, got Lexi's attention. What are you doing over there?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to multitask, and I'm really bad at it.
There's shrinkage. So, but,
yeah. Is shrinkage going on over there?
I think when you become a mom, you just immediately have shrinkage.
Oh, for sure.
You do too many things at once.
Yeah, you need to stop that. Having a baby does. It does. It makes your intelligence level go down.
I believe it.
For sure.
I feel like a dummy
temporarily until they get, you know, until they're not as.
I have nursery rhymes going on in my head all the time.
Oh yeah. What's give us one right now?
Oh no!
Come on!
Were singing a really good "Wheels on the Bus" the other day.
Oh, yeah, the "Wheels on the Bus."
Yeah. Well, no, the one that was in my head last night was "Jack be nimble, Jack be quick." That one.
Jack and his
jump over the candlestick. Yeah.
Or the Daddy Finger song.
Yeah, Mommy Finger.
Mommy Finger.
It's bad.
Wow.
We don't need to do that. Wow. People don't want to listen to that.
Well, children use emojis, too. They use a lot of unicorns and hearts and frogs, says Daniel. And that's their way of telling their dad that they love them. Isn't that sweet?
That is sweet.
I love it.
I love frogs.
Yeah. Do you?
I do.
I have a lot of frogs on my property. Lexi and Ryan used to live on my property?
Those whatever they are that make the loud noises.
Yeah. It's because I don't use any pesticides or herbicides. And so animals love my property.
Yeah.
I have a skunk family, I think, that went into the doghouse a couple of weeks ago that was probably a mother looking for food.
Have you seen any birds in your bath?
Oh, heck yeah. I've got bluebirds and cardinals ever since I put that bird bath out there and my bird feeder, and I have cute little squirrels. And it's so funny, like the birds will like flutter around waiting for the squirrel to leave so they can get to the seed. And I didn't know that cardinals, I don't want to say it wrong and have somebody give me a hard time, but I think cardinals like peanuts.
Hmm.
Or maybe it's
squirrels.
Let
me Google it.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. There's a concept. Google it. But yeah, no, I love, you know, that little area of my house. I love it so much. I just, you know,
Ryan's family just got some baby chicks. They have a chicken coop, so they're going to start having their own eggs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm pretty pumped about that.
Wow.
Super local.
Pasture raised.
Mm-hmm.
So I was talking about this yesterday with one of my daughters, in fact. So how do chickens have sex? Do you know?
I think we've Chelsea. Had this conversation with Autumn.
Well, yeah, I don't really know. I just know that I want fertilized eggs, so it requires a rooster. I believe it's
yep,
through
that's
sex.
right. And so, but then it said, then we Googled it, and it yeah. said something like, no, you don't have to have a rooster to fertilize. They're not getting a rooster.
I'll Google it.
No. Yeah. So I don't know.
They can lay eggs without a rooster.
Yeah.
But the eggs might need to be fertilized by the rooster. So yeah, we need to Google it because
well, you don't
I'm
want
talking based
you don't
on
want
our first
eggs.
Google question is
I
answered.
I do want fertilized eggs, actually. Those are that test best for me.
Huh? Really?
Uh huh.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Cardinals like peanuts, by the way.
Ooh. Cardinals do like peanuts.
Crushed peanuts.
There you go.
Cracked right. corn yeah. and berries.
Oh, that's
no
nice.
White well, over here.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, we're all over the place. We're gonna go to break.
I know. I'm sorry.
We have a great show coming up, everyone. We have Cheryl Myers. She's going to be talking about the basics of bee propolis. And Chelsea Barlow is going to be talking about protecting yourself from EMFs. And we actually have a tape, a short one we're going to play from Dang Foods. Vincent Kitty Ratra Garn.
There you go.
We just call him Kitty. Vincent Kitty. He's got a great little segment coming up. So stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Better food means better living. At True Foods Kitchen, healthy isn't just an idea. Healthy is science, and they take it seriously. Every delicious dish and drink at True Food Kitchen is crafted to be better for your taste buds and your body. True Foods Kitchen, a place to bring people together, feel better, and celebrate a passion for better living. Check them out at truefoodkitchen.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Wanting to try CBD but not sure what to trust? Check out H-Hemp H, like healthy, happy, honest. H-Hemp's CBD system makes it simple with one CBD tincture available in three great tasting flavors. A super powerful breath spray that GQ magazine named a top CBD product. And a topical CBD balm that is simply the bomb. So relax and feel better naturally with the H-Hemp CBD system, available at hhemp.com.
Hey everyone, Expo EarthX 2019 is coming up and packed with so much to offer this year. Expo EarthX is the world's largest environmental experience from April 26th through the 28th at Fair Park in Dallas, Texas. The theme this year is Water for All, finding ways to sustain clean, clear, abundant water and protect our world's oceans, rivers, and lakes. We invite you to join us at the Expo for 3 days of music, exhibitions, yummy food, a film festival, a solar car challenge, scuba diving, and so much more. There will even be goat yoga. At Expo EarthX, you can learn all about our current environmental issues and how to actively participate to protect our Earth. One Life Radio will be there recording, so look for us and be sure to say hi. Visit their website for more information and register for free admission at earthx.org. That's earthx.org. See you there.
This is Jill with the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute. Did you know magnesium is a cofactor in more than 300 enzyme systems that regulate diverse biochemical reactions in the body, including protein synthesis, muscle and nerve function, blood glucose control, and blood pressure? Magnesium is required for energy production, oxidative phosphorylation, and glycolysis. That's a mouthful. How do you know if you're getting enough? Signs and symptoms of possible magnesium deficiency include restless leg syndrome, agitation, insomnia, muscle stiffness, cramping, and aches. Well, where do you find magnesium? Food sources include raw almonds, leafy greens like cooked spinach and chard, raw cashews, pumpkin seeds, black beans, avocados, and my favorite, dark chocolate. Don't forget those Epsom salt baths and be smart about supplementation. This has been the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education. And I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Welcome back, everyone, to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, Lexi Brinkley, Chelsea Barlow, and our special guest, Cheryl Myers. She is an integrative health nurse, author, and expert on natural medicine. She is a nationally recognized speaker who has been interviewed by the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Prevention Magazine. Her many articles have been published in such diverse publications as Aesthetic Surgery Journal and Nutrition in Complementary Care. Her research on botanicals has been presented at the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology and the North American Menopause Society. I did not know that there was one. That's kind of funny. But Cheryl is the head of scientific affairs and education for Europharma Inc. And we're so honored. Such a pleasure to have you on the show today, Cheryl. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and I'm delighted to be here.
Yeah, I love this. I was reading about, first of all, I read about it in the Well-Being Journal in the November-December issue in 2017, and I actually bought a product at the Paleo FX last year. I'm trying to think of the name of it. And there's one that I use for a throat spray, but this goes way beyond that. And so for people that don't know what bee propolis is, am I saying it properly? Is it propolis or propolis?
Most people pronounce it propolis, but as it is with many of these natural products, there's usually more than one way to pronounce them.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. Well, I want to know the secret power of bees and their propolis or their propolis, whichever it is.
Well, there's so many things that propolis can do. First, to define what it is, bees gather propolis from plants, very often trees. So they gather this propolis and they carry it, and they have little special compartments in their body, so they load up. They bring it back to the hive, and it undergoes a transformative process, and it is used to protect the hive from invasion and infection. In fact, propolis is Greek for protector of the city, or protecting the city, or defender of the city. So when they use it in the hive, for example, let's say there's a crack in the hive through which pathogens might get into where their babies are located or where their larvae are. Mm-hmm. They'll patch it with propolis because it is so antibacterial, antifungal, antilarval.
Wow.
Beekeepers notice that sometimes a little mouse or something would try to get into the hive to steal the honey, and the bees would kill the invader, but they obviously couldn't remove the invader. And if they just left the invader there, if they just left the little mouse there, it would putrefy and destroy the hygiene of the hive and put them all at risk.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did is they covered it entirely in propolis. They used propolis to encase the little mouse so it completely stopped the putrefaction process, and it just dehydrated. And the ancient Egyptians noticed this, and that's why they incorporated propolis into some of their mummification processes, because it keeps things from putrefying or rotting or being the victim of a bacterial and fungal process so that it because it has such potent antipathogenic activities. So it's been used in ancient medicines for topical applications for mouth sores. That's a big use for propolis, and so some of that, unfortunately, as we become more, quote, modern, we lose touch with some of those ancient truths and learnings. And people in Germany became very intrigued with the power of propolis and started to do a series of experiments and developed a unique propolis that's highly purified. Now, when the bees use propolis in the hive, crude propolis, it's mixed with beeswax and some other impurities.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't actually get very much propolis, but they developed a patented process by which they can remove the impurities. They can remove the beeswax, so it's virtually 100% propolis, which is 2 to 5 times stronger than just crude propolis because you don't have the other stuff coming along with it.
Well, go ahead. I'm so excited to talk about this. You're making me think about all kinds of great things I want to discuss with you.
So they call this GH2002. So it's a unique purified propolis that's all propolis. And the extra added benefit of removing the beeswax, there's people that are allergic to beeswax. And so in Europe, it was classified as a hypoallergenic, which means not likely to cause an allergic reaction kind of product.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have developed it into two different products, an oral product and also a topical that they call Herpetino. Herpetino cold sore relief, because it also works to kill the viruses that cause the herpes simplex viruses that cause mouth ulcerations and mouth sores.
Well, it's also interesting, and so you made me think of Manuka honey. And I'm guessing, does Manuka honey, what makes it so special? I know it's it only comes from New Zealand, right? Like the bees in New Zealand are only that's where the Manuka honey comes from, right?
Yes, it is, and it also has some antibacterial properties within the honey. So propolis is not honey. They're two very separate things that the bees process. It is absolutely true that the potency of the compounds in whatever you're using come from what the range of the plants that the bees are using to create it in the first place.
Well, yeah, you use the word potency, and that's what I was thinking. I was thinking, I wonder if Manuka honey has a higher potency of propolis, and that's why it's so effective.
No, but that would be a really good thought, except there's no propolis in honey.
Okay.
They're two different things.
Well, I'm glad we straightened that out.
Yeah, propolis is a building compound, and honey is a food.
Okay.
So they use them differently. But yes, they are both similar in that the bees collect. Now, for honey, they collect the nectar and concentrate it into honey. For propolis, they're collecting a resin from area trees. So when we look at propolis, some people say, well, only green propolis is good, or only amber propolis is good, or only red propolis is good. Well, that's not entirely true. But it is true that the color of the propolis does often denote from whence it originated.
Mm-hmm.
So the clinically studied propolis that's been found to be effective against all these viruses, fungi, bacteria, is from the central areas in Europe in a certain consistent area, so that you get batch-to-batch potency that produces an amber propolis. And that's the one that's been clinically studied. In fact, in one study, they compared it to a prescription topical for people who have fever blisters they found that it worked better than the prescription. So they use it quite frequently. It's very well known in Europe, especially Germany. But gosh, most people in the United States have never even heard of it.
I know, it's so crazy. In Germany, they do. There's so many great scientists that come out of Germany. So many great natural and alternative health, holistic health things. So it says here there's a great threat, and we know this, you know, from the chronic and excessive use of antibiotic drugs. And so where does propolis come in? How can we use propolis to help us to not go to antibiotics when we need to fight a virus or a bacteria?
Well, first, the only thing that antibiotics are good for are bacteria. They do nothing for viruses. They do nothing for a fungal infection. And it is true that they have been grossly overused. That's not to say that there aren't rare instances where people have a life-threatening infection where antibiotics may be the answer. But for most individuals, if you're going through cold and flu season, if you're starting to feel a little bit under the weather, using a propolis like the GH2002 will help you stay healthy. And there's even some studies that show that even if people do catch a cold while they're using the propolis, or if they start the propolis right away, about 75% of people have complete recovery within 2 days. So as opposed to people with placebo that took 5 to 7 days. So much shorter time being sick. So I believe that if you're not experiencing fevers that are altering your thinking or causing you to be lightheaded, if you're not seriously ill, why not try a natural product first and drink plenty of fluids and get some rest and see if that doesn't do the trick before resorting to other things.
Absolutely. So a couple things. I want to talk about the early cancer research in Thailand that found that propolis possesses an anti-tumor activity, shrinking cancer cells after 24 to 72 hours of treatment. That's crazy.
It is crazy. You know, there's a lot of compounds out there that have very potent anti-cancer activity, and I surely wish that they could shake loose some more funding instead of continuing to explore cancer drugs. And I'm not making this up. There are cancer drugs on the market that cost more than $200,000 a year to use.
Wow.
That have, on average, extended the life between 1 and 2 months.
Wow.
So I'm not saying if it were me, I wouldn't grasp at that 1 or 2 months. I understand that. But look at the return on the investment. If you even spend a tenth of that amount of money looking at what can we do to make the immune system stronger, what kind of natural medicines are there in the world that have demonstrable anti-cancer activity? Why not spend some of our research dollars trying to explore and develop those? And, of course, the answer comes back to commercialization. But still, I'm glad that there are some researchers that are, you know, blazing ahead with this research, regardless of the fact that there's just not the funding for natural ingredients that there are for profit-making pharmaceuticals.
Well, let's continue talking about this for a couple minutes, because I'm reading here that you stated in this article with The Secret of Bees, Propolis by Cheryl Myers. That's who you're listening to right now. She's an integrative health nurse, author, and expert on natural medicine, a nationally recognized speaker who has been interviewed by The New York Times, The Wall Street Journal, and even Prevention Magazine. So we're so lucky to have you on the air with us today. Seriously, this is great information. But in this article, you write that propolis could be considered a possible treatment option for different types of leukemia as well?
There are some early indications. Now, I'm not telling people to, you know, dump your oncologist and forge ahead with propolis.
Yeah.
But I am saying that there's nothing that we know of that would be problematic in using supplements like this if you are experiencing these kinds of problems. Always encourage people, work with your practitioner. Find a practitioner or an integrative health practitioner that will help you, that will partner with you, so you have a whole team working and pulling in the same direction. But there certainly are, in addition to propolis, there's some other things as well that might be part of a healthy regimen to give you the best options possible.
Mm-hmm. You talked earlier about, and I know this from when I brought this up with someone who is a regular on the show, they said, oh, well, you really have to be careful because some people can have a strong allergic reaction to this, which made me think of peanuts, which made me think of an Israeli study that with one of the reasons we have this problem with peanuts, and it was also actually in the book Coddling of the American Mind by Jonathan Haidt, that one of the reasons we have this oversensitivity from peanuts is from protecting our children too much from things like propolis and just peanuts, things, simple things that are in our environment.
Right, right. Well, propolis doesn't tend to elicit very much in the way of allergies. You know, a lot of people who are allergic to bee stings have asked me that question, and it's not the same as being stung by a bee. Just because you're allergic to that doesn't mean that you, like, for example, lots of people that are allergic to bee stings eat plenty of honey and have no problem with it whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
So just because it's touched a bee doesn't necessarily mean it's going to elicit a reaction. Now, as I said before, it is true that some people have a separate allergy to beeswax. That's why we purify it and remove the beeswax, both from the Herpetina lip cream, which is for cold sores and fever blisters, and also from the oral product.
Mm-hmm. It's antifungal as well, correct?
Absolutely. And you can use this. Some people get yeast infections in the creases of their, like in their elbows or where their leg meets their body. They can get like some redness and irritation. That's usually a fungal infection. That's usually not bacterial or viral. That's the beauty of this. You don't have to know whether, geez, do I have I have the sniffles? Is this bacterial?
Right.
Is this viral? What is this? You don't have to know because it's pretty broad spectrum and its ability to help your body fight off these pathogens.
Sounds like I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
The extra added benefit is one of the things we're dealing with is bacteria that's resistant to drugs because they've developed defense mechanisms.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's much harder to develop a defense mechanism against a natural product because it's got so many moving parts.
Right.
Antibiotics are one thing. Propolis is literally lots and lots of different things that are going on at the same time.
But you can have an allergic reaction to a pharmaceutical. In fact, sometimes it's deadly. So, there's a lot of similarities, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So one of the things that I like about propolis is the ability for most people to use it really safely for a wide variety of issues. There was even a cellular study. Now, that's not as good as a human study, but it sure points us in the right direction, showing that it's effective against bacteria that have been become resistant to antibiotics. That's called, one of them is called MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staph aureus.
Mm-hmm.
So some people have heard of MRSA. That's a staph bacteria that no longer dies when it's exposed to an antibiotic. It does die when it's exposed to propolis. So I think it's an excellent, excellent intervention for folks.
Absolutely. And so I'm thinking children. Go back to the peanut thing. Can a child, at what age, you think that it's safe for a child to be exposed to propolis?
Well, I think it's very safe regardless. As I said, I don't think that it has any more allergy activity than any other foods or whatever that you'd be introducing to the child.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I generally don't recommend until kids are a little bit older. It's a capsule. It's designed for an adult. I would say at least 4 or 5 years old. Eating a broad spectrum of foods, sure, you could use it.
Well, and I know you're the expert here, so I want to know because I want to get some. What's the best company? Is it somewhere in Germany? What is it?
The company that's done these amazing clinical studies on propolis and have taken that patented step of removing the beeswax is that they've created, it's a product called GH2002. And if you look at some of the products from the Terry Naturally brand, has exclusivity on that ingredient. And they include it both in their lip cream for fever blisters and cold sores, and they also include it in their oral extract. So look for that GH2002. That's the one that has all the clinical studies. That's the one that doesn't contain impurities or beeswax.
I love it. Cheryl Myers, thank you so much. It was incredible being on the air with you. I hope you'll come back.
I would love to. Thank you.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much, Cheryl. What a great segment. Very, very informative. Stay tuned, everyone. We've got lots coming up. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Did you know that the U.S. Department of Health actually patented cannabinoids as antioxidants and neuroprotectants? So clearly there is promise for CBD to help with a variety of issues. H-Hemp's U.S.-grown CBD system is fully tested for purity and safety. For daily balance, H-Hemp has the best-tasting CBD tinctures available. Their Super Breath Blast delivers near-immediate relief and relaxation while on the go. And the Magic Balm works wonders for your muscles, joints, and temples. Relax and feel better naturally with the H-Hemp CBD system from hhemp.com.
Bern here. I'm so excited about Sun Warrior's new soil-based probiotic. Just like any ecosystem, your digestive system thrives best when it contains a wide variety of microorganisms that can complement and interact with each other. Sun Warrior's probiotics increase native gut flora, restore the gut-brain connection, aid in digestion, support normal bowel function, and support immune function. Shop Sun Warrior Probiotics at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker, and this is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Hi, this is Sean Wells, certified sports nutritionist, registered dietitian, and biochemist. One Life Radio and I are so excited about the launch of our Thorne dispensary. Thorne is the most used brand by medical practitioners as a result of its industry-leading quality control. Further, Thorne has a team of doctors, chemists, and dietitians formulating their products to be the gold standard. There are very few products I would personally endorse as a clinician, nutritional biochemist, and the world's greatest formulator, but Thorne is atop my short list. Visit OneLifeRadio.com to shop my hand-selected vitamins and supplements, including FloraPro LP Probiotic, Berberine 500, MethylGuard Plus, and Resveracell in optimized resveratrol. Be sure to click our banner on OneLifeRadio.com and create an account to receive your exclusive 20% discount along with free shipping today.
Thanks, Diamond. I was jamming to this on the way to... I've almost said on the way to school today. Oh my gosh, on the way to work. I love this song.
Might as well be school. We're
oh my
learning.
Gosh. For real. This is like just one of my all-time favorite songs. And you found the spot where I was talking about too, didn't you? All on her own. I just said, oh my gosh, there's this place in the song where they break into it really good. And it
just jam.
How long is this song? The long version's like 10 minutes?
It's 11 minutes.
11
long.
Minutes. Wow. It is so it's amazing on my Sonos system. I can't even tell you.
It's a long song.
I love it. I love it. And I'll tell you what else I love is our sponsors. Great companies like Sun Warrior, Crazy Water, the H-Hump Company, Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Sun Warrior, you can get it at Vitamin Shoppe. Put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. They also have their new collagen support. I don't have it in front of me, but it's this. I haven't received it yet, actually. I'm awaiting it anxiously. It's a product that basically supports your body to build your own collagen, because that's what the body's meant to do, instead of using animal collagen. It's very innovative. Check it out at sunwarrior.com. And of course, Crazy Water. It's an all-natural mineral water that's been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. And it's local. It's right here in Mineral Wells, Texas. Check it out, because there's lots of bottled waters out there. But Crazy Water, it really is one of the best out there, because you don't have to take a vitamin, or well, not a vitamin, but a mineral supplement. We just don't get enough minerals in our food like we used to. We don't, because the soil is just so over, you know, it produces so much. It's overused and it's deficient in minerals. So drink your Crazy Water. It's really good for you. And so, you know what? We've got a really great tape we're going to play. And it is a tape from the Expo West. And it is the Dang Food founder and CEO. And this is an amazing tape. So listen up. This is a great company. I want you to hear this. And there's a lot of noise, too. Just forgot about that. There's lots of noise. It's going to be not too noisy, right, though, Diamond?
We were at the Expo. I mean, no. Hear it around.
Yeah, but it's a good segment. It's a great entrepreneurial segment for all you entrepreneurs out there. Listen up. I am here with the founder and CEO of one of my favorite products on the planet. I started eating your Dang chips, your coconut chips, about, I don't know, 3 years ago. I bought them first at Natural Grocer, I believe. And your newest product, the Dang Bar, which we've talked about on the air a couple of times now. So, Vincent, it's so good to meet you. Vincent, Kitty, okay, let me go to my cheat sheet. It's Kitty Rattragon.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. All right. Gosh. Okay, so let's talk about this. So when did this company first start?
So I started Dang Foods in 2012.
Wow. Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow, 2012. Where did you first start selling the products?
Our first retailers were Whole Foods and HEB down in Texas. They came through the trade show, and we had a tiny 2-foot space at the time.
Nice.
And I was sampling everybody like mad out in the aisles. And they came and they said, oh my God, this is something really good. I need it in the store.
Well, I think I might have first purchased them. Maybe it wasn't Natural Grocer. Maybe it was Central Market, because I shop there a lot as well. But great product. So I'll tell you the story. So I was in Whole Foods a couple of weeks ago and saw the Dang Bars, and they were keto, and keto, vegan keto. So we've had Dr. Will Cole on the show several times.
Ketotarian.
Yes, a ketotarian. And I love him. He's so awesome.
He's been great. We partnered with him.
Yeah, he's a great doctor. And I love the fact that he cares so much about animals. You know, it's important to me as a
person. He's a real doctor.
And he's a real doctor, and his book is amazing. But so I thought, oh, I'm going to try these. I brought it home. I put them in my, I have like a bowl where I keep all my latest little bars, you know. So I was getting ready for work, and I grabbed it, and I was like really hungry. I was going to wait because I'm intermittent fasting, but I thought, you know what? I'm hungry. I'm going to try this Dang Bar.
How'd you like it?
And I loved it. Yeah. And that's what I said. Oh my! I said, oh my God, this is so good.
Yeah.
Dang, that's this is good. I know. Yeah. And while I was in my car, I was so impressed, I sent you guys an email and pitched you.
Thank you.
But it's so good to meet you in person.
Thanks.
Anyway, so what made you go keto? What made you think of this ketotarian Dang Bar?
So we started our company based on our coconut chips. And everybody told us they wanted lower sugar, but they still love the healthy fats, the MCTs and coconut. And we really listened to them and said, okay, what else can we do that will meet that need for a high-fat, low-sugar snack? And at the same time, I was doing the keto diet, and I'm still doing it because of the brain, activity.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My brain energy has just gone off the charts.
Yeah,
like,
no,
three times more productive than
One Life Radio was the first person in media talking about ketogenic diet almost 7 years ago.
Wow.
Sean Wells is a regular on the show, and he's a huge keto head. And so, but yeah. We
I heard about it about 3 years ago, and I was like, all right, I got to try this. It's supposed to be so good for
your
brain. I need my brain as much as I can, right?
Yep.
And so I tried it, I loved it, but it's so hard. It's such a hard diet to stick to all your macros.
Yes.
And you really can't eat a lot of the foods that you really love. And so I really find myself needing something kind of on the go. A little bit sweet, healthy keto snack.
Crunchy. It's so satisfying.
Yeah, I mean, I think the texture piece is something that you don't get a lot of in keto. So a lot of keto items taste like butter, right?
So yeah.
Like buttery, rich, you know, fatty. And we wanted to give you the kind of that natural, that bar texture that people like, which is more of a grainy texture.
Yeah.
And so we put stuff like pea protein crisps in there, and we use real nuts, and we use cocoa butter, and we use coconut, and it gives you this kind of berry texture.
Yeah, no, they're dang good. Who named them?
So, dang is named after my mom.
Oh, really?
That's her name. Yeah, so she grew up in Thailand. That's her first name. Everyone in Thailand gets a nickname, and hers is Dang. And so she grew up there. People called her Dang, 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 Dang. And then she came here. She came to Diane. But I was like, oh, like we're doing an Asian inspired healthy snack. We need to pay homage to where we come from.
Right.
So we named it Dang after her.
Well, I forgot. Yeah, the original Dang chips. And then we tried the sticky rice.
Rice chips, yeah.
I think it was like last week. We had them in studio at the show here.
Yeah.
And you know, the coconut. Tell me about the coconuts from Thailand, why they're so much better.
So we use coconuts from Thailand because the government literally protects Thai coconuts. And they don't allow people to breed them outside of Thailand. And the reason they do that is because they've been bred for hundreds of years for a specific ratio of fat to fiber to sugar. And that results in a buttery, savory, really, really nice texture coconut chip. You're not going to get anywhere outside of Thailand.
Yeah, interesting. Really interesting. I didn't know any of that.
So the coconuts
are protected. Thai coconuts?
Yeah, there's Nam Hom, and then there's also Mao Yai, which are two different types of coconuts, but they're both protected.
Nice. Well, I really appreciate you speaking with us today, and thank you so much for educating our listeners, and thank you for making that product, because you made my life easier.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like a yummy treat that's healthy for you? So
thanks for having me on your day,
Chef. Yeah, thank you so much. All right, everyone. It was louder than I thought it was. There was so much commotion going on. There's so many vendors there. It was at the Expo West, and it was a great. It was Vincent Kitty Ratradgarn is his name, and he is the founder and CEO of Dang Foods, and he has that new product, the Dang Bar. Great story. I love companies that just come out of nowhere, just based on a lot of passion and just trying to it's better to work hard for yourself instead of somebody else.
Oh, that's so true.
Absolutely. Yes. So we've got a great segment coming up with Chelsea Barlow, everyone. We're going to be talking about protecting yourself from EMF. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hello, I'm Ali McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Do recent media reports of unvaccinated children causing the return of measles have you worried? Could this manufactured media push be another symptom of the epidemic of fake news plaguing our nation? Let Texans for Vaccine Choice offer this cure for measles mania. 98% of students enrolled in Texas schools are up to date on their measles vaccine. We invite you to learn more about protecting your rights and plan on joining us in Austin at our state capitol on March 28th as we rally and fight for our freedom. For more information, go to texansforvaccinechoice.com. Again, that is texansforvaccinechoice.com.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
Love this song, everyone. Welcome back to One Life Radio. I want to let you know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our newsletter. You can also go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. And again, a big shout out to our great sponsors, companies like Sun Warrior. You can get it at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. Crazy Water, you can get it a lot of different places, but it's really, really good water. So check it out. And of course, the H-Hemp Company. Use the code OLR for 20% off your first order of $49 or more. It's a great product. I especially love their Super Breath Blast. It makes you feel better and it freshens your breath at the same time. And of course, Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Check them all out because they bring this programming to you. Chelsea, so good to have you back in studio. I've got Chelsea Barlow here with me. She is a board-certified naturopathic doctor specializing in the fields of bioenergetic assessments, mud packing, and natural health education. She is also the owner and founder of MudWise, a total body approach to bioenergetic mud packing, and has been into natural health most of her adult life and now sees clients on a professional basis. She resides in Mansfield, Texas, with her husband Bob and 5 homeschool children, and you can find her at All Good Things for the number 4 you. All Good Things, the number 4 you. So allgoodthingsforyou.com. Okay, so protecting yourself from EMFs. We've talked about this a little bit with Robin Perry Braun, and I think for a lot of people, they feel like it's almost not real science, but it really is because yeah, I know you had a look.
I got a look on my face. Yeah, it's real science.
It's real science. But a lot of people are just still very mystified by it, if you will.
Well, because most of it's invisible. The results seem to be invisible until you look long term. So
yes,
they need to be, the observation level of science needs to be long term with when we assess this.
Well, you know, for people who may not know what exactly they are and where do they come from, let's talk about that. What are EMFs and where do they come from?
Okay, EMFs, electromagnetic frequencies. They come from our cell phones. They come from our wireless devices. They come from towers. They come from our television. They can come from even refrigerators. Okay, so electromagnetic frequencies, any kind of frequency, not just intentional communication frequencies, but it comes from everywhere.
Well, you know, when you said refrigerator, mm-hmm. I thought to myself, Ben Greenfield, okay, very popular guy. One of the things that he does, he shuts down his whole house at night, like completely unplugs.
Oh, yeah.
So there's no EMFs in his house whatsoever. I wonder how he keeps his food cold.
Yep.
Maybe he's got a barn with a refrigerator in it. I don't know. But you know, some people are very serious about this because they feel it can do a lot of harm to the body.
Well, we've got someone that works for my husband's wife that is very, very sensitive and cannot leave her home. They can't come in with smartphones. They unplug their devices.
Right.
Some clients are super sensitive. And I would say it's more like a metal overload and their body's buzzing from it.
And how does that happen to one person but not another? What's the difference? Some people would say, oh, well, those people are just crazy. You know, that's the first thing that people go to when you hear something like that.
They're not crazy. They're not crazy, bless their hearts. They're not crazy.
But it's very difficult. Lexi, do you remember the guy that we met at the bar back a couple of years ago? And McKinney at that natural, when we went to that, it was like a farm. Oh, gosh.
Where?
You remember?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
I do.
You remember him?
Yes.
And he was saying that he couldn't even barely go out of his house because he was so sensitive to EMFs.
Yes.
And this is before I really didn't know a lot about it. And we both kind of looked
at him. Didn't he, build his house to, block them?
But it made me think of it. So this does affect some people very badly.
And so my advice is to rethink. So he was trying to block them. And this is what my message is today, specifically. We can't block them.
We can't.
They're going to bounce off. They're going to go. They're everywhere. So let's work toward remediating it, reclaiming that frequency to be beneficial.
Okay.
So
say hello.
Hello.
EMS.
Come here. So my cell phone is has a remediation device on it. It actually makes this cell phone better for me to wear than to never own one. So,
what?
Yeah, because it tuned the frequencies coming off the phone to be beneficial to the human biofield or an animal biofield.
Wow.
Does it affect your phone in any way?
Nope.
I wonder how.
And so what did you do to your phone?
I put this little sticker on the back. Okay.
Oh, that's the thing that I think Robin gave me something similar to
probably
that.
Probably so. Mm-hmm. And my team, my people all have these. My kids cannot be on advice without one.
Wow.
Okay.
You know there's people out there listening right now. I mean, I know.
They're just a
sticker. This is a bunch of BS.
You know what? It's a sticker with some sort of dirt in it. I don't even know which dirt they used or some gravel, but they've crushed some sort of stone. So think of that. Earth stones, earth products can help fix this chaos around us.
Okay. And I'm so mad that we're running out of time here, but okay, you're going to have to come back to talk more about this because it's just fascinating. So what can we do about our daily exposure to EMFs?
Okay, if you don't have remediation devices, then, obviously put the phone down. You know, take the computers down, turn off your Wi-Fi when you can. If you can go and get a bunch of shungite, you know, the stone shungite, you know, you go get that and put it around your house, you're going to be better off. So we're looking at good, better, best. You can have total remediation around you. I wear a stone that's called fluorite around my neck in a cage. Sometimes I just put it in my pocket, but it actually helps remediate the EMFs as well. So if you can put a rock in your pocket, that's beneficial. Shungite, black tourmaline, fluorite, those types of stones would be helpful to have with you.
Does basic just grounding, standing on the grass help?
Grounding turns those positive ions that are always around us into negative. So that benefits us. It gets our body back in the state it's supposed to be, but we are constantly being accosted. Our biofield, our energetic field is constantly being hit by these EMFs. So the more that we can tune them, the better off we will be.
Wow. And you say they're everywhere. So I feel like, you know, what can we do?
I just keep rocks in my pocket.
Keep rocks in your pocket. And
crystals.
And crystals. Aviana went and bought all of us a bunch of crystals. They have energy is what you said.
They have frequency.
Or frequency,
You asked me if they have power, and I say they've got frequency, and frequency can be beneficial or detrimental.
Yeah.
Well, let's turn these detrimental ones into good ones for us.
Well, and I know during the break we discussed that Oregon, I guess, has...
Portland.
Portland.
Specifically, yeah. They banned the 5G network.
The 5G awesome. Network. And so more and more people are getting educated about this, and I know there's still people out there listening going, what are they talking about? You know?
Go to the Google and look.
Google.
Actually, maybe don't go to Google. Go to a different.
No, this is very real. I mean, mm-hmm. Dr. Gabriel Cousins, a lot of very intelligent, some of the most intelligent mm-hmm. scientists in the world are talking about this. And it does make you, it's making us all crazy because we're going too fast. We're moving too fast, right?
Our cells were not made for this
frequency. And we've got stuff like bouncing off all over us, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I feel your energy today. I told you when I started the show, I'm full of energy today. Oh my gosh. Well, it's so great to have you in studio. Thank you so much. Chelsea Barlow, you can find her at All Good Things for you, and that's with .com, and that's with the number 4. So, yeah. And we're going to have her back to talk about this some more. Everyone, you know what? Get out there today and have a great day, because you only have one body, one mind, and one life. Get out there, do something with it.